put me down as someone who thinks we need to keep Christmas all year long, every day of the year. And don't worry, I'm not suggesting that you leave up your Christmas decorations all year long, although let's face it, it sure would make life easier if we didn't keep having to haul that stuff up and down those attic stairs. But I do think that we should celebrate the reason for Christmas all year long. Because I think we relegate Christ's birth to December and we don't give it too much thought the rest of the year. Could just be me. If so, I'll see myself to a corner. But maybe, possibly, could we all be guilty of this too? So I'll continue, just in case. It is important to keep Christmas with us all through the year. Christ's birth carries incredible significance, which is why I think we should celebrate Christmas year-round, because Christ came to earth specifically to die on the cross. Let me say this again. Christ left heaven to come to earth so he could die for us on the cross. I've heard theologians argue that Easter is the most important Christmas holiday because it celebrates when Jesus defeated death. And I'll say, yes, I agree. But should that make Christmas any less important? We celebrate the resurrection 365 days of the year. So why not celebrate the day Jesus was born? And yes, I know about the Trinity and that the Lord was already there. I'm referring to when he came as human, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because he did that for a very specific reason, to save us from our sins, to make a way for us to be with him in heaven. Most of all, he was born as a baby in a manger because he loves us. He humbled himself because he loves us, and he still loves us today. And I wonder what that was like, growing up knowing what he had come to do. So many of us wrestle with our day-to-day lives, wondering what we should do, what we should be, what is God calling us to do. But Jesus knew from the beginning. I wonder what that was like, knowing he was going to die. That though he preached it over and over and over, there would still be people who rejected him. I wonder what that's like. And that's why I think Christmas is so important. Because God so loved the world that God sent his Son to earth. Because Jesus came to earth to die on the cross for our sins. Everything he did while he was here was for us. For us and for our salvation, as we say in the Creed. And that's easy to forget. How easy it is to forget the fact that when he preached, he wasn't just preaching to those around him, he was preaching to us too. You go read the Gospels, you read the sermons that he gave that are now written down in the pages of the Bible for us to learn from. Not only does Jesus speak to us today, he was speaking to us even back then. I believe he knew his words would reach us through the pages of Scripture one day to touch us, to impact us, to change us, but most of all, to save us. And because Christ lived on this earth, we know he understands what we have gone through, that he's not some distant deity on a throne. He is human and God. And because of that, we can bring anything to him, and he understands. And that's a comfort, knowing that God walked this earth, knowing God was tested and tried just as we are, knowing that God understands our fears, our needs, our aspirations, our failures. It's amazing. It's what sets our faith apart. It is scandalous according to the other religions of the world. So maybe it doesn't sound so crazy to celebrate Christmas year-round when we think of it that way. Because after all, Christmas is not about reindeer and presents and decorated trees. It's about Christ. Christmas is all about this gift, the gift of a Savior, the gift of Jesus, the gift of life. And we talk a lot at church here about generosity, but Christmas is the most generous thing that God could ever do. What I enjoy most about the Christmas season is that it really is all about giving. It's about giving of ourselves for the sake of others. We all can do that. And when we do that, it's an act of grace. What the scripture lesson I just read said, grace upon grace. And I've thought a lot about grace over the years because grace is the defining element of Lutheran theology. Grace is when you receive something that you absolutely do not deserve, like something good done to you by another person at some sacrifice to them. It's not a reward, and it's not based on deserving or merit. It is an act of genuine love from one person to another, completely selfless. That's grace. And I love Christmas because I see it as an act of grace. I mean, big, colossal, world championship grace. It's not just a nice deed or a pay it forward kind of thing, but it's the intervention of God for our salvation. And that is pure grace, pure, undeserved grace. Christmas is a story of grace. God and God's only begotten Son Himself, acting on our behalf out of pure, selfless love. I love the Christmas story because it really is how I want to live out my life. I want to recognize moments of grace that happen to me, and as imperfectly as I do it, I want to try to be a source of grace to others. So I hope you've had a lovely Advent season and now a Christmas season. Hope it's a wonderful time for you. And I know it's hard for many people, these Christmas days. Hopefully it can be a time to pause and sit back and reflect on what is good about it, to find grace in it all. It is a celebration of grace. And that is why we should keep Christmas with us all through the year. Because grace is good, but Christmas grace is even better. Amen.